Good morning, everyone. Good morning, everyone. Today is the 15th of April, Wednesday morning, early, about 5 o'clock here in Pineville, Missouri. My son, earlier in his lifetime, he was always wanting to move to different states. You know, sometimes he would say, "Well, I want to move to California." And then he'd say, "I want to move to Minnesota." And then the next month he'd say, "I want to move to Montana." And so, I know I'm taking this scripture out of context, but I would say to my son, you know, Mark, scripture tells us that whatsoever state we're in there, we're to be content. Philippians 4:11, whatsoever state we're in, we're to be content. Sometimes people would ask me, you know, "Where are you from?" And I would say, I'm from the state of misery. Misery, not Missouri. Not Missouri, misery. Whatever we're going through in our life, or wherever we happen to be living, wherever God has sovereignly ordained placed us, we are to be content. Sometimes that's not real easy, especially if you're going through some health things. Maybe you haven't slept all night. Maybe you're experiencing problems with your job. Maybe you're experiencing problems with your family. Maybe you're experiencing problems with your finances, problems with your car, problems with your spouse, problems with your friends, whatever the case might be. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. How do we be content? Christ says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. For I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." Matthew 11:29. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took on him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto the death, even the death of the cross." Are you and I ready to die for Christ? Christ died for us. Should we not be willing to die for him? "He that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me." Christ suffered for us, leaving us as an example that we should all also follow his steps. So if we're suffering today, let us realize that Christ suffered as well. "Godliness with contentment is great gain." Great gain. "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. I've shared on sermon audio on these platforms before. I heard about a fellow who who died, and before he died, he had saved a significant amount of cash, and he told his wife, "I have one request of you. You know, I want to make sure you're taken care of, well taken care of. But all of the money that I've saved, I want you to take $100,000 of that in cash and just put it in an envelope and put it on my chest in my coffin." She said, "Well, as much money as you save, sure, that's no problem." She says, "I'll honor that request." So he died, and she got an envelope, got $100,000 cash, and put it in an envelope. And on the outside of the envelope, she put, "Per your request, $100,000. So they were having the funeral. After the funeral, they were getting ready to lower his coffin down into the grave, and someone saw her over there lifting up the lid of the coffin. And so one of the relatives goes, what are you doing?" She had taken that envelope out of the coffin, and she said, "Well, I had a change of mind. I've decided just to write him a check." "I decided just to write him a check." Some people are living their lives, you know, by writing checks that they don't have money to back up. Jesus Christ knows everything we're going through. He says, "Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem?" He says, "He is able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him." We are told in Romans 8, 35, 38, and 39, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Are we constantly just seeking good things for ourselves? Jeremiah asked the question in Jeremiah 45:5, "Seekest thou great things for thyself? Seek them not." Well, have you ever met someone that they wanted to be preeminent in all things? They always wanted to have their preeminence. Jesus Christ humbled himself, came down from the ivory palaces of glory, lived 33 and a half years on this cursed earth, walked the dusty trails of this earth. Scripture tells us that the Son of Man had no place to lay his head. Excuse me. He wasn't seeking an earthly kingdom. He said, my kingdom is not of this world. He said, if my kingdom was of this world, I would have my subjects fight. When Peter took up the sword and cut off the servant of the high priest's ear, Christ told him, Peter, put up your sword. Those that live by the sword shall die by the sword. Our warfare is not carnal. Our warfare is not carnal. A lot of people are getting in the flesh right now, saying what they're going to do, you know, making all kind of threats against people that are attacking the Church of God. Our warfare is not carnal. Christ has already won the victory. He's seated at the right hand of God. He's already got a victorious kingdom. And if we're his, we'll be going there soon. I'm looking forward to that. I'm high. I want to go home. But I have responsibilities here. As long as God gives me the strength, I will continue to try to strive to take care of my family as best I can. In Him we live and move and have our very being. There's more with us than be with them. We're on the winning side. With banners unfurled, we'll tell the whole world that Jesus is captain and we are his bride. There's nothing to fear, for Jesus is near. Though fierce the conflict may be, we'll never give in the fight against sin, because with Christ there's victory. There's more with us than be with him. Lord, open our eyes to see. The mountains abound with chariots. Abound. We're trusting alone in thee. The devil, he may boast and marshal his host and fight in the battle array, but with Christ in the lead, we're sure to succeed. We're certain he's won the day. We should be content whatever state we're in. Whether it's the state of misery, or the state of Alaska, or the state of Montana, or the state of California, or this whatever state we're living in. And also whatever state, physical state we're in. Are you in good health? Great. Are you in poor health? We're to be content. Are we in great financial health? Great. Are we in poverty? Whatever state we're in, are we in comfort or are we in distress? Are we on the mountaintop or are we in the valley? The song, "The God on the Mountain is the Same God in the Valley." Sometimes I get discouraged and think it all in vain. I'm tempted then to murmur and of my lot complain. But then I think of Jesus and all he's done for me, and then I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. No other refuge have I but thee. In life's dark veil I wandered far, far from thee, but then I cry, O Rock of Ages, hide thou me. Well, I'm glad that we have a balm in Gilead. It comforts our soul when we're distressed, when we're downhearted, when our bodies have been attacked physically, when Satan would like to rend us. I'm glad we have a refuge of the soul. You know, when we're lonely, you know, and we need someone to talk to, you know, with all this social distancing, you know, does that have you discouraged? You know, God is the only thing that can satisfy us. He's the only one who gives us comfort when we're downhearted. Satisfaction comes from knowing that within the heart and mind, there's an inner peace aglowing, and in Christ I can find a refuge for the soul when life is tough to take. Christ tells us in his word, I will never thee forsake. Oh, the joy and peace it gives me when I rest in what he said, believing that he is living, having raised up from the dead. Christ, the King of glory, is seated on his royal throne, and he intercedes for me when in my spirit I can only groan. Lord, show mercy to this floundering heart once more, I pray. So at sunrise, noon, or evening, I may in thy presence stay. May your grace so envelop everything I say and do that the world will have no question that I am your child too. Let the tribulations I go through be a witness of your grace. May my enemies not overtake me. Let their curses be erased. May your power, love, and purpose be demonstrated in my life. And may I find satisfaction in the midst of all this strife. And when I draw my last breath and am taken home to be with you, may my passing over be of satisfaction too. I'll be satisfied in knowing, even though it's been a test, that I am now transcending into your perfect rest. You know, there's great comfort in knowing that God has everything in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother, in his hands. He's got you and me, sister, in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. You know, Christ also brings calm to the soul. Christ brings calm to my soul when the changes of wind blow, when the seems a mystery of which way I should go. Christ brings calm to my soul when questions vex my mind. I have always found that in Christ I can find comfort, knowing that he's in control. Christ brings calm to my soul when nothing seems to change. His cool waters of blessing he does for me arrange. Christ will bring calm to my soul when I'm lying close to death. May I praise his holy name when I take my last breath. Well, I hope today finds you content in whatever state you're in. And I want to remind us that God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. There are many things we have been blessed with while we live here on this earth. Friends and family, food and shelter, joy and gladness and conveniences daily, these things give us mirth. But just think about the eternal blessings we will receive in glory, when we will then live out the rest of the story that Christ has provided for all of us then. We'll have such joy and happiness that never will end. So when we get discouraged while living down here, look forward to the eternal blessings that all God's people will share. May the good Lord be with you this day is my prayer. Be encouraged and content in whatever state you're in. God bless.